Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten, he has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is according to his wisdom. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will start a series of classes related to the 99 names of Allah. Before we begin, it is important to understand some of the important reasons for studying Allah's names. We will start by hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted has 99 names, 100 less one, whoever reserves them, he will enter the paradise. So actually, what is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that one aspect of faith in Allah is to believe in His names and attributes with which He has described Himself in the Quran, and those attributes and names which were mentioned by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must believe in these names and attributes without denial, modality, or distortion. Three, knowledge of the names of Allah, the basis for all other knowledge. Actually, there is a great scholar in Islam called Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn al-Qayyim said, knowledge of the most beautiful names of Allah is the basis of all other kinds of knowledge. All of the other branches of knowledge are devoted to either a command or an action of Allah. What is the meaning of this? It is one of the purposes of our creation to learn Allah's names and attributes as a branch of the belief in Allah. We will learn this from Surah number 65, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat wa min al-ardi mithlahun yatanazzalu al-amru baynahun lita'lamu anna Allaha 'ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allaha qad ahata bi kulli shay'in 'ilma.
It is Allah who has created the seven heavens and of the earth like thereof. His command descends between them, that you may know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah surrounds all things in knowledge.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stressed that all teaching should begin with teaching mankind about Allah. All the teaching must start by learning about Allah. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sent a companion to Yemen, he instructed him, saying, you shall come to a people of scripture, so of all things first call them to the worship of Allah, and when they come to know Allah, then you can inform him about the other obligations of Islam. So this is the proof that when you want to learn in Islam, to have knowledge about Islam, you must start by learning about Allah the Almighty. Actually, the same scholar, Ibn al-Qayyim, said, the key to the call of the messengers, the essence of their message is knowing Allah through His names, attributes, and His actions. Because this is the foundation on which the rest of the message from beginning to end is built. Therefore, when a person occupies himself with learning about Allah, he is fulfilling the purpose for which he was created. Clear? But if he ignores this matter, he is neglecting what he was created for. In reality, the meaning of faith is not to utter words without knowing Allah. Rather, true faith is to know your Lord, the one you believe in, the one you worship, and obey His commands. again and again, if we believe that this life is run by Allah the Almighty and we are His slaves, so our life is around the commands of Allah, the obeying of Allah, calling on Allah, asking help from Allah. Okay, so I must know who is Allah so that I will be His slave, so that I will worship Him, so that I will obey His commands. How I will obey His commands if I don't know He deserves this obeyment or not? Okay, how I will obey Him, how I will worship Him? I must know Him, I must know His name and attributes so that I will be convinced to have Him as my Lord and to worship Him and only Him. Okay. So the rule is that the more you learn about your Lord, the more you increase in faith. Thus it is that we have been commanded to know Allah's names and attributes. It is a command in the Quran to know about Allah's names and attributes. And we will have some examples from the Quran. We will start by Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 231. Now from many verses of Quran, the rule that Allah is mentioning in the Holy Quran, you must know your Lord and you must know His names. Okay, so when you find the word "and know," this is a command from Allah. Okay, so we will read now, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And fear Allah and know that Allah is all aware of everything.
Okay. And fear Allah and know that Allah is all aware of everything.
So Allah the Almighty is commanding all of us to know that He is aware of everything. This is one of attributes of Allah. We will read now from Surah number 5, verse number 98. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم.
Know that Allah is severe in punishment and that Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
So again, it is a command which Allah said, know that, okay, this is a command from Allah that we must learn about His attributes. We will read also from Surah number 65, verse number 12. Conclusion, truly understood who Allah is, you would never worship anyone else. Okay, when you know who is Allah, when you know that Allah is the most powerful, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the provider, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is the controller of everything, Allah is the planner of everything. When you know all of this about Allah, when you know the names and attributes of Allah, immediately, okay, you will worship none but Allah. Okay, this is actually the true belief in Islam. Okay, this is because knowledge of Allah's creation, okay, when you know that Allah is the creator, Allah is the one who has all the mercy, when you know all of His beautiful names and attributes, which we will, inshallah, learn in these classes, you will love Allah and you will fear Allah, the Almighty.